Morning of today's Daf and Sanhedrin is Kuf Ches. We are in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We're finishing up the first figure of the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek. It started back in Daf Tzadi. Obviously, that represents a really long time ago, even in Daf Yomi terminology. The Mishnah talked about those people who are not gaining entrance into Olam Haba. The Mishnah identified seven in total, three Malachim, four Hegiotos. And so over the course of the last 17 dapim of Gemara, so the Gemara covered other topics as well. Tchias HaMeitzim also became a big part of the sugya, but we have been delving into a lot of the discussion regarding the seven. And yesterday's daf also, we spent a lot of time with David HaMelech. And we are just concluding now our discussion. We mentioned yesterday that one of the things that Elisha did with Gehazi is he pushed him away with two hands, and the Gemara says, and that's not the way to... That wasn't effective management style in terms of how you should deal with people who are under you. But rather, you should be dochvo b'smol, you push them away with your left hand, but mekavro b'yimin, you take them away and you bring them closer with your right hand. So yeah, there is a little bit of push and pull, but the pulling towards you should be stronger than the pushing that's done away. Okay, I noted yesterday, in other words, the part where we're starting today, we're starting with Tanya, on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and there is a sense of Gemara that is found in today's daf, and the sense of Gemara actually, I didn't design it that way, the daf that way, but it's where I left off yesterday and where I pick up today. So I guess, you know, between yesterday's daf and today's daf, so, you know, in theory I could have said over the sense of Gemara, I didn't, but anyway, I told you yesterday, you have either any of the, you know, updated Gemaras, a Masifta, a Koran, or, you know, Shtans is not updated, but if you have any of those Gemaras, so they include the censored portion. So if you want to see more of that, so you can look at any of one of those. Tanya, we're picking it up now. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says as follows. Now I know the general idea that we just said regarding pulling with the right and pushing away with the left. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says there are three things specifically that need this kind of management. And that is the Yetzer, Tinok, Isha. So Yetzer is basically Yetzer Hara, but specifically for Tashmish. So that's something where you should not totally push it away from you, meaning, but at the same time, you know, don't satiate yourself with it. And we already saw that yesterday with David HaMelech. Anyway, Tinok is a child. I know literally a baby, but it means a child, meaning very sensitive. And obviously, when dealing with a child, so again, the strategy of pulling in with your right and pushing with your left, and Isha, and also a woman as well. So you should be particularly careful with these three, I would say things, you'll forgive me, but I'll say things only because the first one is, okay, not a person. Okay, Tanu Rabban, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Shosha Chalaim, Chala Elisha. Elisha got sick three times. Echad, Shagira Dubin Bitinoka. So in the beginning of Malachim Beis, a number of people were making fun of Elisha, a number of children, I should say, made fun of Elisha, and so he cursed them, and the bears came out and attacked them. The echad shadach v'legechazi b'shtei yadayim, and then he got sick a second time because he pushed Gehazi with two hands. And ve'echad shemeitz bo, and the final illness is the one in which he died from. Shenemar v'Elisha chala es chal yo. So he got sick, and and this third illness is the one in which he died. And the Gemara now gives us basically the history of illness. I know that sounds strange, but you'll understand as we go through the Gemara. So Ad Avram lo haya zikna. So first of all, getting old, the idea of getting old. So that only is introduced by Avraham. So and the Gemara goes on to explain that kol dechazel Avraham amar hayitzchak v'kol dechazel Yitzchak amar hay Avraham. People looked at Avraham, people looked at Yitzchak, and they couldn't tell one from the other. There was no one aged. So, you know, Avraham looked great, and, you know, Yitzchak as an adult looked just like Avraham. So, by Avraham, Rachmei de la Havelei Zikna. So Avraham says, we need Zikna in this world. We need points of differentiating the older from the younger. Shenemar v'Avraham Zakein Babi Yamim. So the word Zakein is a reference to Zikna, and Avraham experienced first one in history to experience Zikna. An Yaakov lo havechulsha. Now, as far as death was concerned, so what happened? So basically, people just dropped dead. I know I'm saying that a little bit, you know, a little bit clinically, but that's what happened. Meaning, there was no illness. Nobody started going and then died, but rather people just died. So lo havechulsha by rachme v'havechulsha. So Yaakov said, no, you know what? Better that we, start deteriorating and then dying, because at that point in time, you have time to prepare. Shenemar v'yomer liyosef hinei avicha chola. Okay, the first time that we see illness in the Torah. Elisha lo hava inish, I'm sorry. Ad Elisha lo hava inish chalos the mitbach. And then another thing introduced him, but this is, you know, years later, generations later, with Elisha, and that is recovery from an illness. Meaning, okay, so the way illness worked is that illness was really just a precursor to death. And that's what was going on from Yaakov until Elisha. And then with Elisha and Avi, you have this idea of you can get ill and you can actually recover from illness. Also Elisha v'avrachme v'itbach, sh'nemer v'elisha chala eschalyo, ashir yamuzbo. Meaning that he died from an illness. Well, what does that mean, he died from an illness? Doesn't everyone die from an illness? No, what he introduced into the world is this idea that you can actually have an illness and not die from it, and recover from the illness. Okay, and we're now up to the next Mishnah. We're on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We are now up to the second Mishnah of Chelek. I know it sounds strange, second Mishnah. We've been there for some time, but okay, that's what we've been doing, a lot of Gemara. And the second Mishnah now is going to be speaking generationally. Meaning, the first Mishnah was talking about those people who don't have a chelek, an olam haba, from an individual standpoint. Now we're discussing the same thing from a generational standpoint, and three generations that the Mishnah is going to be focusing on. Dor mabo ein lam chelek olam haba. The generation of the flood do not have a chelek in olam haba. Vein omdim bedin. And at the same time, they're also not going to have a mada bedin. Now, I know you'll turn to me for a better explanation of what all this means. Okay, so, you know, obviously I'm limited in terms of my understanding, very limited. So, they're not having a chelek in olam haba, and also they're not going to be facing any kind of judgment. Again, there's some sort of limbo position. Shenemer lo yadun rechi ba'adam la'olam, lo din v'lo ruach. So they're not having either. Neither they're having, they're not having din, nor are they having ruach. Din, of course, being the judgment, and the ruach, meaning a portion in olam haba. To our flag, we're up to our next generation, the generation of the dispersion, ein lo chelek olam haba. They too do not have a portion in the world to come. Shenemer v'yifetz Hashem osam, v'yafetz Hashem osam misham al pnei kol ha'aretz. Skip the parentheses. Vayefetz Hashem Osam ba'olam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu spread them out in this world. And misham hefitzam Hashem. And the redundancy. And the second pasuk speaks about olam haba as well. Anshei Sodom ein lo chelek olam haba. And now the next generation we're focusing on is that of Sodom. They don't have a portion of the world to come. Shenemer v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chatim l'Hashem ha'od. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh v'chatim olam haba. Ava omdim bedin. And they, the Anshei Sodom, are going to have a din. Reb Nechemia Omer, Elo Velo Ein Om Dimedin. On this point, Rabbi Nechemi disagrees, and he says, no, Anshei Sodom too are not going to be experiencing Dim Shenemar. Akein Lo Yakumu Rishaim, Vamishba Vechatim Ba'adas Tzadikim. And the Gemara Darshan to Pasuk, Akein Lo Yakumu Rishaim Vamishba Zedor Mabel. So the first part of the Pasuk is referencing the door of the generation of the flood. It's Rishaim. The pasuk in by Parshas Noach says that the generation of the Mabul were Rabas Ra'as Hadam Ba'aretz. So that's that corresponds to the Rishaim. And then the next pasuk v'chatem, the next part of the pasuk v'chatem ba'adas tzadikim. So this is a reference to the Anshei Sodom, using the word chataim, the pasuk by Sodom in this week's parsha. It says Anshei Sodom ra'im v'chataim la'Hashem od. Okay, I'm sorry, last week's parsha. Okay, sorry. Amrulam, the Chacham said Reb Nechemya. No, einam omdim ba'adas tzadikim, ava omdim ba'adas rishaim. No, they're not standing amongst the tzadikim, but they are standing amongst the rishaim, and they are going to be punished. Okay, now in the parentheses in the Mishnah, we have a comment about the Meraglim. And in the Meraglim, the Gemara is going to be discussing them also later in the Perek. So I'm noting that's in the parentheses, but I'm also going to read it because I know it's coming up in the Gemara. So not today's daf. Meraglim ein lam chelek olam haba, shenemar v'yemus anashim otzi dibas ha'aretz ra'a b'magefa lifnei Hashem. And v'yemus v'zbolam hazeh b'magefa olam haba. Okay, so in our Mishnah, the Meraglim may or may not also be included in this list. We're going to come back to that later on. Dora Midbar. Okay, this one also. Right, there are a couple of yesterday also we experienced this, kind of shocking statements. Right, yesterday, or 2 days ago, I should say, we saw a statement in the Gemara in that maybe Shlomo HaMelech should make it into the list. Right, shocking statements. So the Gemara over here, also, this one is, in other words, certainly understand that they sinned, but the Dora Midbar was the Dora Dea. Okay, anyway, the Dora Midbar ain't lo chelek olam haba. So in the Mishnah, the generation of the Midbar. So they ain't omdim bedin, but they also are not going to experience hamada bedin. Shenemar ben Midbar ze yitamu. So they're going to end in this desert. Visham yamusu, and there they're going to die. Div Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Alei Mo Omer, Isbuli Chasidik Korsi Brisi Alei Zevach. So, and Rabbi Eliezer says, regarding Rabbi Kiva's opinion, basically, I can't imagine. It's hard to imagine. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that they are going to be my chassidim, they're my righteous ones. And it's difficult to imagine that those people are going to be those who are cut off from Olam Haba. So he disagrees, and he says that the Dor HaMidbar are going to be receiving a chelek in Olam Haba. And finally, the Mishnah concludes with Adas Korach. The congregation of Korach, Eina Asida La'alos, they're not coming up from under the ground. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'techas Alema Aretz, right, Bolam Hazeh, that's Gemar Darshan's, that's in this world, V'yovdu Mitocha Ka'al. And that's Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, not a portion in this world nor in the next as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aleimo Omer, and again Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with this one as well. It says regarding them, the Pasuk in Shmuel, Hashem Emis Mechaya Marid Sha'ol Vaya'al. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings people down, but then he brings them up again. And the Bnei Korach are also going to have an Aliyah, they're going to come up. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva seems to be taking a hardline position regarding the Dor HaMidbar and Adas Korach, and Rabbi Eliezer on both of those does not take as harsh a position as Rabbi Akiva. We're going to be discussing that in more detail, but not today. Okay, we start with the Gemara, and really the entirety of today's daf now is going to be singularly focused on the Mabul and the Dor HaMabul. Okay, so we are now discussing the flood, and that is what we're going to be discussing for the remainder of today. We start with the Gemara, we start with the Brice, Tana Rabbanan. Dor HaMabul ein lam chel golam haba shenemar v'yamachis kol ha'yikum asher al p'nei ha'adama. So the Gemara starts off with the Brisa. The Brisa makes the same point as our Mishnah, and that is that the Dor HaMabul do not have a portion in the world to come. V'yimachiz kol yikum b'olam hazeh, and v'yimachu min ha'aretz olam haba. Div Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Kiva of the Brisa, like our Mishnah, no chelek. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Omer, lo chayin, v'lo nidonim. So they're not going to go to olam haba, but at the same time, they're also not going to be judged eternally. So neither din nor ruach. So again, in this brisa, a subtle difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, both in agreement, they're not getting olam haba, just a question of whether they're also going to be experiencing din as well. Dava Acher, the Gemara quotes another drasha. Lo yedun ruchi, lo tei nishmasam choseros lin dana. So the neshama is not going to return, be reunited with the guf in order to be judged. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef Amar Afilu B'Shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Machzir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim. Even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu reunites body and soul, nishmasan, the souls of the Dor HaMabul Kashlam B'Gehenim, are still going to be experiencing some form of Gehenim. Shenemar Taru Chashash Teldu Kash Ruchachem Ish Tochalchem. That the Eish, that the fire is still going to continuously burn them. The Gemara understands this Pasuk in Yeshayahu was a reference to the Dor HaMabul. Tanur Rabbanan. Gemara quotes another Braisa. Dor HaMabul lo nitga'u ela bishvil tovah shishpil lemakosh baruch. So why do they become arrogant and haughty? Because they were living life too well. Okay, perhaps a lesson that we can try to inculcate now, but okay, that sounds sermonic, and I'll let the rabbis do the drushas. I'll focus on the Gemara. Miksiv b'hem b'atem shalom mipacha v'lo shevet alokah alayhem. The pasuk says in Eov that they basically were in existence of peace and no fear, and not only did they not have fear, but also no God fearing as well. Uksiv sharo ibed v'lo yagil tipale parasov v'lo si shakel. They exist almost like utopia existence, where the animals are born and they don't experience any kind of death. Uksiv yishachu katzoni v'alhem v'yaldeim yira kedun. So the moment that the animals were born, they started walking. So uksiv, this is, by the way, this is a description of the people. Uksiv yisu b'sof v'chinov v'smach l'kol ugav. And there was a lot of music playing. And basically, they lived a pleasant life and with no aggravation and no tzara. And uksiv uveragashol yechatu. So and when they died with no pain and no suffering. Vihi garma, and it's this kind of utopia existence that they lived, which is what caused them to sin. So basically, the Gemara, this is all series of psukim in the 21st parak of Eov, and the Gemara understands that this utopia existence led to their demise. And they said that we have no need anymore for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't need to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amru, they said, You know, the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for is rain. It's the only reason why, in theory, we need him. But we don't need the rain, therefore we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh lanu na'aretz u'mayanah she'eina mistapkim. We have rivers, we have wellsprings. We're good. We don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mistapkim mehem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tov she'ishpatan lehem. Ba machisim osi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, that which you angered with me with, so that's what you're going to be receiving. Meaning you said you only need me for the rain? Okay, I'll show you rain. So uba ani dan osam shenemar vani ani mevias amabu mayim. So that's how they're going to be judged. They're going to be judged with water. Rabbi Yossi Omer, why is it specifically that the Dor HaMabul was judged with water? Dor HaMabul lo nitgav ala bishvil gagal ha'ayin. So they were judged with water because they sinned with their eyes. Shedom alamayim, it's similar to that of water. Shenemar. And as far as the way they treated women, where they just basically they chose women, whichever woman they wanted, and that's the woman they had relations with, and so they were right, like we say in Kriyat Shema every morning, right? And that's what they did. So water very similar to the roundness of an eye. We could be talking about perhaps the content of the content of the eyeball itself. However, this is to be understood. Shenemar nifku kol mayanos tam rabava rabos shemaim niftachu, and the word over here is mayanos. Mayanos is also the same root as the word ayin. Amar Rav Yochanan Dor HaMabul beraba kilkulu. So when they sin using the word rabba. Uveraba nidonu, and when judged, you're also going to be judged with the word rabba. Beraba kilkulu shenemar vayar Hashem ki rabas asadam veraba nidonu shenemar kol mayanos tahom rabba. So exactly what the Gemara is trying to indicate over here, aside from the fact that the word Rabbah is included in both. The sins were great, the water was great. Okay, obviously the Gemara is trying to speak to a deeper point. We're going to continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shosha Nishtar Mahem. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Mayanot of the ground, and he closed them once the Mabul came to an end, but three remained open since the Mabul. And they are Blua together, Chamei Tveria, and Ein Rabasi Debera. Okay, so the Gemara identifies three wellsprings. Okay, in Yellowstone, right? They have,
in Israel also.
And Israel also. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed, they destroyed, it's Basar, they destroyed their flesh. Am Rav Yocham Lami Shirbiu Behema Achai V'chai Al Behema Hakol Al Adam V'Adam Al Hakol. So in terms of perversion, so the Gemara says that there was perversion throughout. Not only were people perverse in the way they behaved one to another, this is sexual immorality the Gemara is describing, but also animals as well. And even the animals, Chaya and Behemah, were having relations one with another. And animals and people and animals, and basically it became a perverted world. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kanava, Kulam Chazru Chutz Mi Tishumi. Okay, there's a bird called the Tishumi. Okay, and so in other words, after the Dor HaMabul, everyone came back to becoming, having only relations with their own species, except for this Tushami bird. Okay, and I do not know its identity. So the Gemara goes on to explain. Look at what thievery does. Shari Dor HaMabul Avar Al Hakol. Now the Dor HaMabul, in terms of which averus did they do? So a lot. A lot of averus. And the Gemara over here doesn't even give a choice. Hakol. They did everything. So, v'lo nechem alem gzardinam, ad shepashu yedeim begezel. But really what did it in for them, and what was the Gemara din, and the gzeres adin, was only because they stole from one another. The shenemar ki malah aretz chamas mipneihem v'inim mashchitam es aretz. The pasuk says it straight out. It's not even a drasha. Meaning that because they were extortionists one against the other, and they stole one against the other, so therefore they were destroyed. The ksiv, ha-chamas kam lamaterasha, lo mehem v'lo me'amonam v'lo me'amonam v'lo noah behem. Now the word in that pasuk in Yecheskel is v'lo noah behem, and it's obviously very similar to Noach. Stay tuned for that in just a moment. But Amar Reb Elazar, malami zakafatzma kamakel. That basically, and this is like an imagery, that Hamas gets in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning the Avera Hamas, stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a stick, and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Zakef atzma kamakel va'amal lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'amal lefarnav. Ribono shel olam. He meaning Hamas says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehem mehem. So in other words, there is nothing good coming from them who are engaging Hamas. Not them, the people, not their money, not their children, v'lo noah bahem. So, and nobody there is following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now we have parentheses. We're going to skip the parentheses, but you'll see in just a moment that those parentheses are actually significant. But in the meantime, basically Hamas is the one who is like the final testimony against humanity. Like, in other words, they don't deserve to exist. There's nothing good coming out of them. Tanabe Rabbi Ishmael af al Noach Nechtach Gzar Din, that the Gzar Din not only was going on all of humanity, but Noach included as well. Ella she matzachin beinei Hashem. It just happens to be that Noach had a certain amount of chin that he found with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but truth be told is that he also deserved to be included in the destruction of Dor HaMabul. Shenemar nichamti ka'asisim v'noach matzachin beinei Hashem. So it sounds like that only because Noach had a certain amount of chin that he was saved, but from a strict standpoint, he also deserved to be destroyed. In fact, if you go back to the parentheses that we skipped, so again, I don't know whether to read or not to read it. Generally, the parentheses you don't read. But what the parentheses did is it looked back at that pasuk in Yecheskel, and you see the end of the pasuk where it says v'lo noah. Now it's spelled nun hey, but you know, with just a small little adjustment in both the letter and in pronunciation, Noah can be pronounced as Noach, meaning that Noach also was the one who was included in the Gzar Din as well. The Gemara goes on to say v'yinachem Hashem ki asa Hashem ki asa es adam ba'aretz. So v'yinachem. Now the word v'yinachem really has two interpretations, which actually run contrary one to the other. Nichum could mean comfort. Also, Menachem could also mean to regret. Okay, now not necessarily the same. Okay, so ki asa ravdimi amar kadosh baruch hu yafe asisi shetikanti lahem. So kvaris baris. The so at one hand, the way that you can understand the pasuk is Hakadosh Baruch Hu basically said, good. I did a good job, and basically bearing this generation. My mashma k'siv hacha vayinachem Hashem k'siv hacha vayinachem osam v'yedaber alibam. So in other words, vayinachem over here could be similar to the vayinachem mentioned at the end of Sefer Bereishis. Right, vayinachem is when Yosef and the brothers finally talk to one another. It's the final parak of Bereishis. Of Sefer Bereishis. They talk to one another, there's reconciliation made between one another, and that's Vayinachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over here when it says Vayinachem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had reconciliation, and he basically, good, I'm going to put an end to this chapter of humanity. Okay. Igadami, now you can say the Pasuk a little bit differently, with a different interpretation of the word Vayinachem. Lo yafas isi shitakantalam kvers baritz. Meaning, I'm really regretting having to bury all these people. Vayinachem could also mean like a form of like regret, like it's not good. It's not good what's happening. Ela told us Noach ish tzadik tamam haya b'dorosav. Amar of Yochanan b'dorosav v'lo b'dorosacherem. Okay, perhaps the most popular part of today's daf over here. Rashi brings it down the beginning of Parshas Noach. You probably heard it once or twice in your lifetime, maybe even more. Rabbi Yochanan says that in his generation, but not in other generations, meaning that Noach only looked good then, but he would not look good in other generations. Reish Lakish Amar B'dorasav, V'koshikim B'dorasacherim, and Reish Lakish takes the other viewpoint, which is in his generation, he looked good, and you put him in another generation, he would look even better. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal de Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ad Avadoma. And the Gemara now is going to try to give us Mashalim to help us understand both the opinions of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we start with the opinion of Rav Yochanan. So the Chavish Yan Shai Yisem Menachas B'Martev Shal Chametz B'Mkama Nodev. Shal B'Mkama Ein Recha Nodev. So you put wine in a cellar together with vinegar. Now, the wine itself smells okay, but when you're putting it amongst the vinegar, and the vinegar has a very pungent smell, so the wine smells especially good when it's there amongst the vinegar. But take the wine out of the cellar and have it stand alone. All right, so the wine, you know, it smells fine, but like, in other words, the smell of the wine is not as outstanding. Okay, that's the mashal, obviously, the nimshal being Noach. I'm Rabbi Yoshia, mashal de Reish Lakish l'mad avadama. I'll give you a mashal to help you understand Reish Lakish, and that is l'tzluchish l'plaitan. So we're talking about some sort of fragrance. I said, munachas b'makom etinofis. And you put this fragrance in a place where it smells awful. Awful. So a place where there's refuse and excrement, and it's just terrible. So there, So the perfume, the fragrance smells good. But v'choshekim b'makom abosim. But if you put it somewhere else where it's not competing with these awful smells, so the fragrance is going to smell even that much better. Okay. So everything was destroyed. Im adam chata behema machata. Now the animals are put to death, and why? Why are the animals put to death? What did they do wrong? Gemara over here has a working assumption that animals are not judged. Animals don't have a din. And at the root of that seemingly is the idea that animals don't have bechir chavshis. So why are they being punished? So Tana Mishum Rabbi Yishum and Karcha Mashal Adam Shasa Chupal of No Vihiskin Mikol Minese Uda. So the Gemara gives us an analogy where a person makes a chasna for his son and he puts together a huge wedding feast. L'yamim meis beno. And a tragedy occurs, the son dies. Amad upizir chupaso. So what the man now does is basically with the entire wedding that he has already prepared, so he basically gives it out to everybody. I don't need it anymore. Amar kluma sisi ela bishvil bini. I only made it for my son. Achshu shemeis chupal amali. Now there's no longer any need for the chupa. Afakarish baruch amar klum barasti behema v'chayel bishvil adam. Achshu shadam chote behema v'chayel amali. The animals are there just to serve human beings. Once it's no longer human beings, I no longer have a need for the animals. So from our Gemara, it seems very clear that the position taken regarding towards animals, that they don't have bechir chavshis and they don't have din and onesh. In other words, and their job over here is basically as a way of serving us. Once there's no longer us, there's no longer a need for them. So it's not an onesh; it's just simply it's unnecessary. That's coming up in the Gemara. So okay, that's. Preview of things to come. Mikol asher becharava meisav lo dagim shebiyam. Everything on the land died, but the fish in the ocean did not. Okay, in the notes he comments that some are of the opinion that the fish did not have perverse behavior like the animals did. Okay, but as a possible explanation. Another pasuk from Eov today, and the Gemara darshens. This is some of the tochacha that Noach gave to the people of his generation. And he's begging with them, pleading with them, please do tshuva. So, and here's what's going to happen to your bodies. Your bodies are going to be floating on the water. Okay, Rachmanis, a couple of years ago when the flood was in New Orleans, so that's what happened. Bodies were just floating on the water. And Noach is pleading with his generation, this is what's going to happen to you and to your bodies. Your body's going to float kizikim. Zikim over here means like jugs, like pouches. So, shenemar kalu apene amayim, and that's the pasuk in Eov. You're going to be floating on the water. V'lo odol shalokhi mehem klala l'chol bayolam. So, and not only that, but you're going to become a source of curse for all of future humanity. Meaning, later on, when people curse one another, they're going to say, you know what, you should be cursed like the Dora Mabel. So you're going to be a source of klala. Shenem or tikalal chalkasam ba'aretz. And then, the end of the pasuk in Eov says, lo yifne derech karamim. So, melamisha, you may find them derech karamim, they would go by way of the vineyard. Now, it's an expression that's hard for us to understand. They went by way of the vineyard. What does that mean? So Rashi's on the top of the next amud. So he describes that the way of the vineyard is mishubeshes. It's not a clear-cut pathway, but rather it's circuitous, and it's filled with coats of arkanim. It's filled with thorns. So in other words, they went down not a clear path, but they went down a very bad path. Okay, that's the way Rashi describes that on the top of the next Talmud. Amru lo. Now the generation says back to Noah, they had an answer, they had a response. We're on the very bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Mi ma'akev. You're telling us there's this big flood coming because of our behavior. It's not here. So, can you explain? You're saying the flood is coming, but meanwhile, it's not here. So, what's holding it back? So, Amalahem Preda Acha. So, Noach says, well, there's one Preda. Preda literally means some dove, some bird. Basically, there's a special person in this world, and as a result of that, the flood's not coming. Now, Noach is not referring to himself, and of course, he's not referring to himself. A, that wouldn't be much in terms of anivus, but B, and more significantly, we know that he didn't stop the flood from coming. The flood came even though Noach was here. He was not referring to himself. Rashi says he's referring to Mesushalach. So Mesushalach was the Preda. He was the special person of the world in which he's preventing the flood from coming. Yesh li lotzi mikem. once he's removed, the flood's going to come. Im kain lo nifneder kramen. So to which now the people say back to Noah, oh really? So as long as he's here, we're good. So we're good. So shouldn't we walk down the crooked pathway? Meaning, okay, so then in that case we don't have to worry. Okay, so they weren't moved by the tochach. Darash Rav Amai Dichsev. The Gemara quotes another pasuk from Eiv. Lapid buz laashtus sha'anan nechon lemo ade ragel. The Gemara explains the pasuk in our context. Noach would give reprimand and rebuke to the people. Vamalam Dvarim Shem Kashim Kalapidim. He said things that were as hard as wood. Vehayu Mivazin Osa. And the people, when they were heard the reprimand, they would just simply mock and deride. The Gemara gives an example. Amrulo, Zakin Tevazulama. So they say to him, Noach, you old man, like, what in the world is this ark all about? Remember, Noach was 500 years when he started building the ark. So Amr Lahem, Akash Baruch, Mevi Alehem. Alechem es hamabul. So they said Akash Baruch was going to bring a flood. So Amru mabul shoma. Now the word mabul, in other words, I say the word flood, and immediately what comes to your head is water, right? So, but the word mabul just simply means the destruction of the world. How? So they say, well, how's it going to come? So im mabul shol esho. If it's a mabul of fire, yeshlanu davar echad v'alisa shema. So they had something that was. Fire retardant, whatever the material was, the Gemara refers to it as alisa, whatever it was. Basically, okay, it's a fine. We can handle a little bit of fire. V'im shel mayim umevi, im min ha'aretz umevi, so now let's say it's water. And let's say it's coming subterranean. Yesh lanu ashashio shel barzel, so we have something that is bronze. She'anu mechapim bahem es ha'aretz, and we're going to be able to cover the ground and basically stop it up. So again, we're not worried about that as well. And if the water is coming from above, so again, we have something to prevent the water from destroying the world. It's either called akev or ikesh, something that absorbs the water from that comes up from above. So amar lahem hu mevi mibein ikvei raglechem. And to which Noach says, the water is going to come from right under your feet. You're not going to stop it. And that's the end of the pasuk in Eov, that cryptic pasuk in Eov, that says that it's coming from right under your feet, you're not going to be able to stop it. Tanya the Gemara quotes a brisa. The water of the mabul was thick and viscous, like shechvat zera. The pasuk says, nachon lamo adai regel, that which comes from the legs. A veiled reference to shechvat zera. Am rev chis abaroskin kilkula ba'avera, uveroskin nidonu. So they sinned beroskin, literally with boiling water, meaning with the shechvat zera, and that's how they're going to be judged beroskin, meaning the water that's going to destroy them is also going to be boiling. So the king finally calmed down, meaning he was boiling, he was enraged. So then there was another 7-day period before the rain, before the flood started coming. So in other words, 120 period followed by a 7-day period. Mativa shel shivas hayamim. So a simple question, right, that anyone who's reading Chumash will ask, and that is, why another 7 days? What's with the extension? So the Gemara gives a couple of understandings. Amar Rav Eli Yimei Avel shel Mesushalach Lamdecha she'espedim shel tzadikim ma'akven es ha'pornes lavo. So Mesushalach died, and there were 7 days of hespedim that were set for Mesushalach. Right, the 7 days of Avelis of Mr. Shelach, and that was the extra 7-day extension. And the Gemara says is that for the Hespet of a Tzaddik, so it stops the world from being flooded. Davar Acher, the Gemara gives a second shot. And that's Le Shivas Sheshina Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Breishis. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he basically turned back creation. 7 days to create the world. These now 7 days are basically the undoing of the world. It's like it's setting creation in reverse. Shahaisa Hema Yotzas Mimar, I'm sorry, Shahaisa Chama, thank you. Yotzas Mimar of Ashakaz Mizrach. The sun rose in the west and set in the east. Okay, basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is undoing creation. Dava Acher, Shikavala Hema HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol, V'Acher Kach Zman Katan. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a long time to do tshuva and a short time to do tshuva, and I think it speaks to the idea of urgency. meaning there's something to be said about urgency. If you're given a long time to do a project, okay, that's fine. But if you're given a short time to do it with a deadline coming, so it helps. Urgency helps. And so that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them that 7-day extension as just basically a sign of urgency. Davar Acher, the Gemara gives another pshat. Shivat Sayamim, Shi'itim'am, Me'ein Olam Haba, Kedei Shiyadu Matova Manu Mehem. During those 7 days, he gave them the taste of Olam Haba just to make sure that they understand what they're going to be losing out on. Mikol Be'ema, Torah Tikach Lecha, Shiva Shiva, Ish V'Ishto. Right, this year, I have done this Gemara at one point in time historically in my lifetime, maybe more than once, but it's funny, this last Shabbos, but 2 Shabbos ago when we read Parsha, I was looking at the Pasuk Ish V'Ishto, and I'm like, that's really strange. Right, the animals are coming onto the table, husband and wife. And I was thinking, husband and wife, right, married animals, that's strange. And so I thought to myself, oh, I know the pshat. And it's funny. What I did is I recreated the pshat of the Gemara over here. Now, it's unfortunate for me because I forgot the Gemara, meaning I could have just simply said, oh yeah, it's the Gemara in Perek Chelek, but, you know, I forgot the Gemara. And so I was mechaving to a Gemara that I forgot. Anyway. So, Ishus Abehema Miesle. How is it that you have husband and wife animals? So Amar Shmuel bar Nachmin, Amar Rav Yonasan, Me'osam Shalom Nevdu Ben Mavera. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know the animals that went onto the table, they were the ones who didn't sin. So in other words, as we already discussed earlier this morning, Kishchiz is called Arkam, they all became perverted. So for the few that did not, they came onto the table, the obvious question, Menayada. Well, how's Noach going to know? So Amar Rav Chisda, Hevirim Lifnei HaTeba, Kol Shea HaTeba Kol Taso, So the Gemara says that the teva itself becomes the litmus test in terms of whether the animals did or did not have a perverted behavior. So if the teva was able to take him in, check. If the teva was not able to take him in, no good. Rabbi Abau Amar Me'osam Abay Me'alehem. Rabbi Abau gives a slightly different pshat, and that is the animals that came on their own. By definition, Noach knew that those animals were the ones who were not corrupt in their behavior. Aselecha tevas etzi gofer. So the Gemara goes on to explain my gofer. Amrav Ada Amri debe Rav Shila zu mavliga va'amri la gumish. Gemara here describes two different types of woods. I cannot speak to either one of these, but the Gemara speaks of two different types of woods that were used to make the teva. Obviously, wood that they understood, the Bizman HaGemara. So you're going to be making a window. So Amrav Yochanan Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Lanoach Kavaba Avanim Tovus Amar Galus Kedei Sheyem Meiros Lachem Ketzaharayim. And basically, what these windows are going to be, I'm sorry, what the precious stones are going to be doing is going to be providing illumination in the teva. Ava El Ama Techalena Milmala. And what you're going to be having is basically a sloping roof on the top of the teva. So it's not going to be just a rectangular box, but it's going to be that the top is going to slope up. And the roof itself is only going to be one amma, meaning it's only going to be one amma of horizontal, and the rest of the roof is going to be sloping down to hit the walls of the teva. So debahachu dekaima, and the Gemara's comment over here very quick, very succinct, and that is you're going to get a floating ark by doing this. Meaning, if it were just a rectangular box, so then it would just kind of flip around. So in other words, from an engineering standpoint, it has to have a sloping roof. Three floors. I believe everyone here probably already knows this Gemara coming up. So Tana Tachtiim Lezevel Emsaim LeBehema El Yonim LaAdam. So in terms of the three floors, so the three floors are: floor number three is for the excrement, floor number two is for the animals, and floor number one is for the people. Vayishalach Es HaOrev. So now we're fast forwarding. So now the flood has come to an end. The water is abating, and now Noach sends the raven. Amar Reish Lakish Tshuva Nitzeches Heshiva Orev LaNoach. So the Orev now makes an argument to the Noach that is it's a compelling argument, and that is Amar Lo Rabcha Son Ani Atasin Esini. So your master, meaning Akash Baruch Hu, hates me, and you hate me. So Rabcha Son Ani Minatarim Sheva Minatamem Shnayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that as far as kosher birds are concerned, they're going to call onto the teva 7 per species. And the non-kosher birds, it's only going to be a pair. obviously the Ariv being one of the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah. So the Ariv says, and because I'm non-kosher, because my speech is non-kosher, so only two of us are going down to the Teva. So already we're at a risk of extinction. And on top of that, Vatasanasini, and you hate me. And meanwhile, you could have chosen any bird to go out and test the waters. And you chose me. And you know there are only two of us on this boat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me and you hate me. So Sholeach Mimin Shnayim V'im Pogeh Bisar Chamo Sartzina So Lo Nimtza Olam Chaser Birya Achas. So now, you send me out and I don't come back. And so that's it. That's extinction for the raven. And what are you doing over there? Oh Shema Ishti Atatzarech. Or the raven accuses Noach, maybe it's you're after my wife. So Amar Lo Rasha. So Noach says back to the raven, you are a Rasha. But Mutterli Nesarli, Benesarli Lo Kol Shekein. So Noach gives a compelling kavachomer to the raven. He says, look, I'm not even allowed to be with my wife. So now you think I'm going to be with your mate? Okay, a simple and compelling kavachomer. Now, Noach not being with his wife, so that's never been established yet in the Gemara. I know we all know that, but the Gemara never established that fact. The Gemara establishes that right now. How do I know that this is in fact so? So going on to the Teva, so there was Pirut. There was a separation of men and women. In other words, the men were grouped together, the women were grouped together. And then, and then upon exiting, they came out, husband and wife. So from here, just looking at how they came onto the Teva and how they left the Teva, so that gives us now the indication that on the Teva itself, so Tashmish was Aser. Three people engaged in Tashmish Shemitah on the Teva, meaning nobody was allowed to engage in Tashmish Shemitah. Three people did it, and they were punished as a result of that. And they are the Kelev Orev Cham. So a dog, the raven, and Cham Chamin, the son of Noach. So the three of them engaged in Tashmish on the Teva. Kelev Nikshar. Now, what happens now? What are the punishments? So for the Kelev Nikshar, I thought the simplest shot in the Gemara over here, Nikshar, meaning that now he's on a leash. Meaning that forever, the dog is now going to be leashed, and that's going to be the punishment of the dog for having bia. Although, to be fair, first of all, Rashi gives no pshat on the kelev. So, and the Yad Ramah says that the pshat is nikshar, meaning that he had bia with his mate and they didn't uncling to one another. Okay, but anyway, I thought the pshat's very simple, and that they were the dog is going to be forever doomed to be on a leash. All rave. So the rak. So the does not is no longer going to be copulating in the normal manner. And cham laka ba'ora. And as far as cham is concerned, so he becomes discolored as a result of his actions. That was his punishment for having tashmish on the teva. So the Yonah was sent off. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. The fact that it says that it was sent meito, meaning from him. So mikan. That as far as ofos taharim is concerned, kosher birds are concerned, they are together with the tzaddikim. Okay. Vihine, in other words, ito, meaning that the kosher birds were actually living together with Noach. I guess that means top floor, not second floor. Vihine alei zayis taraf b'fio, and there was a olive branch in the mouth. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Yonah Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yimazon Asai, Merum Kedzayisim, Esurim B'Yadecha. As far as me being fed, I'd much rather have bitter meal, meaning the olive branch. Look at my number of places describes the actual branch of the olive itself being bitter. I'd rather have it bitter and come from you, V'ayu Mitzukim Kedvashim, Esurim B'Yad Basav Adam, rather than being sweet and coming from people, meaning I want to be fed directly by you. My mashma, The high taraf lishud de mizarnihu. The word taraf is a reference to sustenance, to food. Dichsiv hachufen alechem chuki. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishlei. Lemishbuchasem yatzum in a teva. Am Rav Yochanan lemishbuchusam velo heim. The families came out. The every family came out independently, individually. And there was no tarovus, there was no mixture one with another. Amr Rabbi Chana bar Bizna, Amr Le Eliezer. L'shem Rabbah. So the so he said to the great Shem, meaning this Shem, meaning here is Shem, son of Noach. Ksivla Mishbuchasem Yatsum in a table. So everyone came out by the families. In other words, and there was not a tarovus, so everyone was divided by families. Aten hechan haviasan. So how is it that you were able to prepare a meal for every individual family? So amalei tzargado hayal alana b'teva biryo shadarko la'achila b'yam echilna b'yam shadarko la'achila b'layla echilna b'layla. And basically, Shem tells Eliezer, you know, it was really hard. Meaning for that year that we were on the teva together. So basically, we were the zookeepers, and as zookeepers, we basically had to make sure everyone got fed not only the appropriate food, but at the appropriate time as well. Okay. We'll pause over here. The Gemara is going to go on describing Shem's description of what life was like on the teva. We'll pause over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay. Today's daf. We started the Mishnah regarding. Regarding the generations that didn't make it didn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Mishnah opened up with three different generations, and then there were a couple of other either generations or groups of people that were debated and deliberated. We're going to be discussing them extensively in the upcoming Gemaras. And meanwhile, today's daf, almost exclusively from the Gemara and onward, is dealing with Noach and the Dor HaMabul.